Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
One of our favorite people to talk to every week is Will Carroll. He is the author of the Under the Knife column, one of the leading injury experts in the entire country. And it is our pleasure to have him on with John and Hugh talking about getting ready for now Major League Soccer, and maybe maybe the NBA will be set today with its plan moving forward. And we welcome him in every week on the waitfor.com hotline, talk a little bit about what he has going on. Hey, Will, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you guys?
We're living the dream, man. We're living the quarantine dream. That's how it goes.
Will, now that Major League Soccer says that in 3 weeks – it's going to begin everybody training down in Orlando, and it's going to spend, a couple of weeks training, then play a round-robin thing, last about a month. Some teams haven't had an opportunity to work out. Jason Longshore mentioning, at least not from a team standpoint, San Jose Earthquakes, for example. What are the effects of a long four-month layoff?
Yeah, we've had a little bit of a test of this with the Bundesliga. And they've seen an increase in first, sloppy play, if you watch. But mostly on the side, you're seeing a few more soft tissue injuries, mostly hamstring strains. Tells me guys haven't done a lot of burst training. You have seen some kind of movement-based injuries. Erling Haaland, one of the big young stars in the game, has an MCL sprain. Would that have happened otherwise? Maybe it's tough to chalk some of those up to any of the time off, but I do think we're going to see some of these burst injuries where guys just aren't used to the hard acceleration. It's one thing to stay in shape and run around. You just don't recreate it on your own, even in smaller groups. The players have talked a little bit about the lack of atmosphere, that they don't get the reactions from the crowd. It tends to be a little more of an internal game, and I think you're going to see that. Those guys that really have negative self-talk, that they've got to go after it, especially you see it on defense, a guy misses something and has to do the hard run to chase after somebody, that's where they're getting hurt. So it'll be interesting to see, and I think that the MLS will have a good advantage. They've got a great medical team for most of the teams. And they'll kind of had a head start watching a couple other leagues have opened up already.
Sports Radio 92.9 again. We're talking to Will Carroll, injury expert and Under the Knife columnist on the wayfor.com hotline. Justin Ross, receiver from Clemson. Two-part question. He's having a congenital fusion. He's going to miss the whole season. And what exactly is a congenital fusion? And what does the surgery consist of?
Yeah, this is an interesting one. This is not terribly common. He's got two spinal columns in his neck, two vertebrae that basically grew together. This usually happens very, very early in life, like 8 to 10 weeks. It happens, I had to look this up, it happens in about one in every 45,000 children. Tends to happen more to females than males. But it's basically the same thing as what happens with spinal fusion. They grow together. They effectively work as one. You lose some motion, but it's not horrible. He's obviously gotten through life and not even noticed it up to this point. So what they're going to go in is do basically the reverse of what they did to Peyton Manning, where they're going to basically chisel out this part of the bone that grew in give him a little more range of motion and keep it stable. The one thing that does worry me here is that Swinney said that he also had a disc problem. So is this compressed? Will this decompress it and the disc will come back to a normal state? Obviously, they wouldn't be doing the surgery if they didn't think it was needed or that it would slow down his football career. But neck injuries can be difficult. Remember the other Manning brother, because of spinal stenosis, Cooper never became the quarterback that Eli and Peyton did. So any sort of spinal injury in football is really, really dangerous. But all indications are that Ross will be able to come back the year following, whether that's to Clemson or whether that's straight to the NFL. We'll have to wait and see.
We're talking with Will Carroll here about some of the injuries. There were a lot of Raiders fans who suddenly went, ugh. You know, Henry Ruggs, you know, star wide receiver from Alabama, going to be a big part of our team, has never learned about two guys in a truck. And so as a result, he's having a friend move. And the next thing you know, he's injured. All right. Any more on this with Henry Ruggs? Is this something that might affect it for the year or just a short-term thing? Or,
Yeah, this is just one of those dumb things that happens. And, you know, I guess we could chalk this up to NFL players are just like the rest of us. I guess you make a couple $1 million and you can't afford a mover. You can't spot your friend a couple bucks to, like you said, get some movers in there. If you've ever done it, you know, lifting things and moving around and going upstairs, you can hurt yourself. It was unfortunate. But this is nothing more than a muscle strain. So we'll see where it goes. He is a very fast guy. Yeah, I hate to see any sort of muscular injury that might return during the season. But this shouldn't be an effect on him. The Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders, which still sounds weird to say, have absolutely world-class medical facilities. Those are open and ready to go in Vegas. So Ruggs should have every chance to get back for camp, assuming that opens at the normal time.
Yeah, just to get, got me to thinking, pardon me, Will, I'm going to go over here for a second, and you can jump here too. You know, my daughter's going to be getting a new apartment, and so she was talking about moving some of the stuff, like dressers and stuff, out of the house here. And I said, yeah, we'll just get a U-Haul, and we'll load it up, and we'll take it over there. And then I looked at the dresser, and I thought, yeah, no, I'm not.
About to mess around and mess your back up.
You
better get you one of them hand trucks or a dolly or something, or what do you call it, something. You better not do it yourself.
Right. It's real. Yeah, that's what I thought, Will. I said, okay.
Yeah.
Movie
There's
is no joke.
In life these days, I look at them just go, nah, I think I'm going to pay somebody.
Right. I mean, moving furniture is no joke. If you do it for a living, man, you are doing it for a living. You know how to do it. Do it right. Do it properly. Not kill yourself. The rest of us, yeah, you know, I don't know. We're talking with Will Carroll, who is the author of the Under the Knife columnist, about some of the injuries in sports that are going on right now. In getting ready for a season to begin, if you're an NBA player, and they're going to start here probably the end of July, I think, is when they're talking about.
Yeah.
We're going to get word today. What is the best way for those guys to get back into? I mean, obviously, if they can play, they can shoot around and stuff like that. But when you're talking about getting ready for actual game thing, are you talking about just running? Are you talking about lifting? What's the most important thing you can do in terms of getting back to sort of being ready for it to begin again?
Yeah, just like with soccer, it's the running and the bursts. So these guys, they can, the ones that have home gyms are obviously out there shooting, they're dribbling, but are they passing? Yeah, not most of it. If you remember that horse tournament that ESPN tried to show, what little I watched of it, it just wasn't the same. You don't get the intensity. You don't get those bursts. So you have to keep yourself in good enough cardiovascular and muscular health to be able to go out there and do those things again. But that said, you've got to get kind of back into it. So I think we're going to see some interesting things. People will talk about going with the deeper benches, shorter rotations. The NBA is fairly data heavy. They've got this is the other thing that I'm very interested in, is the cameras that they have installed at every stadium do all their data. I don't know if they'll be able to set those up at Disney. So will we have a whole bunch of data-free games? How will that affect things? One of the things that I know some teams have used are heart rate monitors to see how quickly somebody should rotate, how quickly you can get them back off the bench. Did they get enough rest? Are they going to be able to use those there? That probably correctly. But do the teams that don't use it, are they going to have deeper rotations, which aren't really necessary, and put worse players on the floor or take minutes away from the better players? I think one of the things that a lot of people think is that, you know, going shorter rotations, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball, especially in the NHL, where they've kind of perfected it, that's ideal, that limiting players is what reduces injuries. It's not. It's not it at all. So the NBA is going to have to be very, very careful about how they bring these players back and making sure they don't get out of their normal rotations just on an idea rather than on the data.
Well, always a pleasure. Where can the fans find you?
You can find me at underthenice.substack.com. We're free all the way through opening day, whenever that may be.
Hey, Will, it's always a pleasure. Thanks much.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks,
appreciate you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.